This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Connect's consulting division leverages decades of experience in relationship building with teams and large public venue operators to help companies drive revenue by winning procurement opportunities. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
As of 2 weeks ago, NHLPA Executive Director Don Fehr said he surely thought the NHL would participate in the Beijing Games, but he tells The Athletic that things have changed quickly, and as the league began to lose games because of COVID, it became more and more inevitable that the NHL would not be able to make up the games without utilizing the Olympic break. He called not going to Beijing a shame, but also said it's the world we're in. So this is your Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, December 23rd. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcor. This will be my final Buzzcast of the year. So let's get right to the stories you need to know this morning. First, bowl games are being disrupted by COVID, and ESPN is reporting that Rutgers is expected to receive the first opportunity to replace Texas A&M and face Wake Forest in the Taxpayer Gator Bowl. An NCAA committee will meet today, Thursday, and determine the policy for a bowl replacement opponent for Wake, and Rutgers is a strong option. This comes as Texas A&M will not participate in the game because of COVID issues and season-ending injuries within the program. The game is scheduled for December 31st in Jacksonville. Meanwhile, the College Football Playoff Committee said that if a team is unavailable to play in the semifinals on December 31st because of COVID issues, the game will be forfeited and the available team will advance to the championship game. For the semifinals, if both teams scheduled to play each other are unavailable, that game shall be declared a no contest, and the winner of the other semifinal will be declared the national champion. Bottom line, there will be no rescheduling of either semifinal game, although the championship game could be delayed until as late as January 14th. But the CFP committee has given itself about a four-day leeway if any issues arise. But bottom line again, no rescheduling of either semifinal, which is scheduled for December 31st. Let's move on. I do believe one of the biggest stories to watch in 2022 will be the growth of NIL and how it impacts high school athletes. While Jaden Rashada, viewed as one of the best quarterbacks in next year's college football recruitment class, has signed his first endorsement deal with Athletes in Recruitment, which is a recruiting app company. They will pay Rashada a four-figure sum to help promote the app via social media posts. Now, Jaden Rashada is believed to be the first high school football player to sign such an endorsement deal. Now, 15 states prohibit high school athletes from cashing in on name, image, and likeness deals, but most of the country does not have a clearly defined set of rules for high school athletes. So in California, where Rashada lives, he is able to do such a deal. Now, he just completed his junior season in Pittsburgh, California, in the East Bay, and will be returning for his senior year. But NIL and high school athletes, clearly a story to watch next year. You know, earlier in the week on the Buzzcast, we noted reports that the Toronto Blue Jays are looking to renovate Rogers Center rather than build a new ballpark. And now comes word that the Calgary Flames have decided not to replace the aging Saddle Dome due to the growing price tag of a planned new arena. Now, this news is shocking to me. The Saddle Dome is almost 40 years old, but the cost of a new arena has reportedly increased to more than $500 million, and the estimates keep going up. Now, $500 million for an arena is not out of the norm, certainly in the U.S., but the Flames right now don't see a path forward. They are going back to the drawing board. Now, if everything were to have gone to plan, the Calgary Flames were scheduled to open a new arena in 2024. But now, look at the Flames as a team examining all their options and looking at a renovation for a 38-year-old facility. That will be a major challenge. Moving over to the media world, not a great day for media measurement company Nielsen yesterday, as it continues to try to maintain major credibility among its clients. Nielsen told TV networks and clients yesterday that since September of 2020, it has undercounted out-of-home audiences. That's, you know, people watching programming from offices, from bars, from restaurants, from hotels, you know, any place deemed out of home. And they said they have undercounted out of home viewership for all national TV programming. And those numbers are vital to sports rights holders and networks showing sports programming. So Nielsen cited software issues for the problem, and they vowed to release corrected estimates sometime in January. But Nielsen did warn the process could take much longer. So this will do nothing to quell the amount of concerns and frustration over Nielsen's accuracy and reliability. And it will continue the narrative that sports programming is largely undercounted and not fully accurate. And so we all know how competitive the college multimedia rights landscape is. And now one established player is making a more concerted effort in the space. Yes, Van Wagner Collegiate Services, which has been in the space for some time, is changing its name to Van Wagner College. It's reorganizing its businesses into three segments. One will focus on their existing multimedia rights business for schools. A new segment will work with conference partners. A third division will focus on campus-wide partnerships. So this will all start January 1st under the new name Van Wagner College. Mark Donnelly has been promoted to Chief Revenue Officer, while Jason Capel has been promoted to Senior Vice President. He'll lead the school properties in the East. Vice President Ben Burke will be part of a team heading up school properties in the West, and Vice President Mark Massari will head up the conference property segment. So here you have Learfield, you have JMI, you have Playfly, you have Legends, you have a lot of players in the college multimedia rights space, and now Van Wagner College is trying to grow its market share with a reorg and a new brand positioning in the marketplace. And finally, check out our latest episode of SBJ Spotlight, our sports business news video show. We feature interviews with major college commissioners. We speak to each of our individual reporters and look at the key stories of 2021 and what they're looking at for 2022. And we have a pretty fun and vibrant roundtable with John Aran, Jessica Gelman, and Shira Springer. You can check that out on sportsbusinessjournal.com. And finally, I want to thank all of you for your support and for your ears and for being avid followers of the Buzzcast. I hear from a number of you regularly. It always makes me feel great that you get something of value from these few minutes we spend together each day. Also, special props to my producer, Reggie Walker, who makes me sound good every morning. So I hope you have a safe, happy, and healthy holiday, and let's all have a great new year and hope 2022 is a wonderfully happy, healthy, and prosperous one for the entire world. And let's be good and kind to each other. I'm taking a few days off to recharge the battery. I encourage all of you to do the same. David Albright will be your host of Buzzcast all next week. So I'll talk with you after the new year. Enjoy your holiday. Thanks again for all your support. And so that is your morning Buzzcast for Thursday, December 23rd. I'm Abe Madcore. Again, thanks for all your support. Have a fantastic holiday.
Connect Partnership Group's consulting division drives revenue for companies that wish to procure new business and gain market share in the sports, entertainment, municipal, and large public venue sectors. With their deep industry relationships and proven processes, Connect can quickly activate a robust pipeline of new prospects and accelerate your sales growth. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.